Started so that we even put words up there, so you might even know the songs. You can use your bodies, and for most of the time, you can stand, sit, clap, do, you know, enter into that as you're able to. We use music and instruments and even some cultural forms from around the world, and this is part of a way to celebrate this good polycultural trans time kingdom that Jesus is doing. And it's a way to remember our sisters and our brothers who aren't in the room, and not just in our neighborhood by like using a different language, but even across the world. So I'm gonna suggest an action in a minute. I'm gonna explain it and then we'll actually go do it. Can you throw up the slide, Eric, again? So when we're singing, especially in Hindi, to my knowledge, there are no native Hindi speakers in the room at this time. It's tempting to just kind of la da la 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 cha la la and not really get into the translation or even know kind of really what you're doing. So I'm gonna help you use this tune. When you're singing about the immortal word of God, primarily you're talking about Jesus, the word of God, in awe, and you're just with your intention of communicating your gratitude and your awe to say you're a mortal word. The word of God is also the way that God speaks in different forms, the way that God has spoken in creation through the scriptures and even through Julius and through talkback, how the word of God comes out there. So just admiring the way that who God is and how God communicates. So in this victory part, it's all about victory, this song, and it's victory to Jesus, victory to the Father, victory to the Son, victory to the Holy Spirit, victory to the life giver. We're gonna use different parts of the room to represent these different aspects of the community of God, and we're gonna do a little sort of victory parade, because the work that Jesus has done and continues to do is the solution to any problem that we could have as an individual or a society. And as Julius, who's much like Jesus, he kind of looks like him too, in my opinion. But the big solution is causing good things to grow. So we're gonna let, it's kind of where Luke is at, when we're gonna sing this call and response. When we're singing about Jesus, to Jesus, about victory, that we're all gonna go over there. And it's gonna be mobbed out. So like, and if you think this is just too much for you, or you're the kind of person that has to just take a picture and put it on Twitter or whatever, then don't do it, you know? But we're all gonna, Luke's gonna do it. He's already showing you how it's done. And come on, who could say no to that face? You know what I mean? So when we're singing about Jesus, we're going over there. And that sort of even represents the outward nature of who Jesus is in the community of God. When we're singing about the Father, we're going by the food. We're going by the music and this sort of this place where it's sort of generated. When we're going to sing to the Holy Spirit, where Zach is at, where Dawn is, there's this this area for prayer that I'll mention in a minute, and there's this sort of open space for the mystery of the Spirit. And then when we sing to the life giver, this is time for you to do some your own theological interpretation. Do you think Jesus is more the life giver? When we're singing that verse, go over there. If you think we're talking about the father or the mother, go on over there. If you're kind of the ambiguity of the Holy Spirit, go for that too. So for the next, bunch of songs and stuff, we're going to worship. Get into it. If you want to just have someone pray for you, Dawn is ready behind some of those sheets and stuff. You can go back there at any point. But let's get this going again. And I'll show you how to do it. We're going to sing the chorus, and then let's all get up and get over to the Jesus part of the room. So let's start by standing up, would you? And then by the end of it, you're going to scatter and then do whatever you want. Go back to the first slide of the song.
Thank you. wilds prepare a hallowed highway for the Lord. Every valley will be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. So
the next song is a new song in Spanish, and the lyrics are up there. It's just a prayer to be present and free of distraction. I know in my life with my job and with this and everything that I do, I'm constantly thinking about something else and a lot of times about everything that's not what I'm doing, and I'm not paying attention and I'm not present and I'm not happy about it. And I leave somewhere and I think, oh, I wasn't even really there at all. So this is just a prayer for presence, to be in God and to know yourself. So.
Tal temor de mi corazón, de mi corazón. Oh, Dios, quita ansiedad de mi mente, de mi mente.
Holy God, thank you for this evening, that we could all be here, be with those who couldn't. Thank you for a place to meet and to share in something like this. And give us a good rest of the night. In your name, amen.
Go in peace.